the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. يا إلهي وربي وسيدي ومولاي لأي الأمور إليك أشكو ولما منها أضج وأبكي لأليم العذاب وشدته Brothers and sisters, we were explaining this part of the Kumail supplication. Ya ilahi wa rabbi wa sayyidi wa mawlai. My Lord, my Lord, my Master and my Protector. Li ayyil umur ilayka ashku wa lima minha adijju wa abki. For which things would I complain to you and for which of them would I lament and weep? Li alimi al'adhabi wa shiddatih. For the pain and severity of chastisement. أم لطول البلاء ومدته, or for the length and period of the tribulations. Now, in the previous episode, we said that if we have a different angle of perspective, looking at weeping and lamenting, we will understand that weeping is one of Allah's greatest gifts to mankind and to the servants, because this implies riqqatul qalb and heart's humbleness. And this shows pure spirit of the servant. Muhammad bin Muslim says, once I inquired from Abu Ja'far, Imam Baqir alayhi salam, about this verse of chapter Mu'minun. This 76th verse of the chapter says, وَلَقَدْ أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْعَذَابِ فَمَا اسْتَكَانُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ وَمَا يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. Yet they neither humbled themselves to their Lord, nor did they entreat him for mercy. I asked him about this verse, and he, alayhi salam, replied, humbling oneself, or istikana, means humility, while entreaty and tadarru' means raising up the two hands in imploration. Now that we understand the reason behind why we are raising our hands to the skies, towards the skies, while we call the Almighty Allah, we would understand that it's really simple why we do this. Because some skeptics are putting people in doubt as to why we raise our hands towards the sky. Almighty Allah is not in the skies for us to raise our hands toward it. So why would we do that? This is the reason and logic behind it. This is why we take up this particular mode of prayer. And this is the mark of our humility. This is the mark of our neediness toward Allah. Because raising the two hands is a sign of indigence. And this mark has an inspiring effect in the softening of the heart. It removes hardness from the heart. It clears up the heart. And it draws its attention to Allah, the blessed, the exalted.
Oh my God, my Lord, my King and Master, which of the matters shall I complain to you, and for which of them shall I wail and weep? shall I wail for the pains of the punishment and its intensity, or for the length of my suffering and its duration?
Thank you, Allah, God, let me hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever.
The ocean of dua.
So when Imam Ali alayhi salam in this part says, لِأَيِّ الْأُمُورِ إِلَيْكَ أَشْكُو وَلِمَا مِنْهَا أَضِجُّ وَأَبْكِي, for which of the things should I lament and weep? This weeping is not forbidden. This weeping is the moment of the softening of the heart, and this is the exact moment of the descent of Allah's mercy. So one should avail such moments by turning his attention to Allah for supplication, because the mercy of the Almighty Allah is seen during those moments. But this does not imply that there is a specified time for coming down of Almighty Allah's mercy, because the receiving of mercy has a specified time and a particular state, and that is the state of tenderness of the heart, that riqqatul qalb. And this is the time that most of the mercy of the Almighty Allah descends. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, avail yourself of the opportunity of dua and prayer at the softening of the heart, because it is a mercy. In this regard, also Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, when your skin quivers and your eyes shed tears, then you have drawn closer. Your need has been considered. This narration is precise. The acceptance of prayer has direct connection with the softening of the heart, with that weeping and lamentation as sign of riqqatul qalb. This is what we understand from this tradition. The more humble and the sufferer the heart becomes, this means the supplicant is closer to the response in his dua. And on the contrary, the harder and harsher the heart becomes, the less it will have tears, and the further the person will be from the response. That is why we have seen in Islamic narrations that they highlight the importance of availing the moments of the softening of the heart. And when someone is brokenhearted as a result of different things, the reason might not be important, when the person is brokenhearted, he is closer to have his response and his request being accepted by the Lord of the world. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side.